Radio MD News, I'm Jim Miller. Scientists have developed two simple tests that could offer the first non-invasive ways to diagnose the human version of mad cow disease. Test one using a urine sample, the other nasal brushing, seemed to reliably detect the disease. CJD arises when normally benign proteins called prions become misfolded, killing off brain cells. There's several forms of CJD, the most common one, sporadic CJD, which affects about 1 in a million people worldwide each year. This is Radio MD News. Older adults with too little vitamin D in their blood may have twice the risk of developing Alzheimer's disease as seniors with sufficient levels of the sunshine vitamin. Vitamin D is essential for maintaining bone health. It's also thought to moderate cell growth and help control immune function and inflammation. Vitamin D can be obtained through food, through the skin after exposure to sunlight, and from supplements. Dementia describes a decline in memory and thinking that interferes with daily life. Alzheimer's is the most common form of dementia. Adults whose childhood included having a family member in prison are about 15% more likely to have poor physical and mental health than those who did not. The findings suggest that the high rate of imprisonment in the U.S. may be contributing to long-term health problems in some families. This increased risk was independent of other types of childhood problems like emotional, physical, and sexual abuse, parental separation or divorce, exposure to domestic violence or substance abuse, and having a family member with mental illness. Women with the eating disorder anorexia nervosa feel a sense of pride about their weight loss, and this positive emotion may play a major role in the deadly condition. Over 2 weeks, the researchers assessed the emotional states of 118 women ages 18 to 58 being treated for anorexia nervosa. Along with the negative emotions, the women also felt positive about being able to meet or exceed their weight loss goals. People with anorexia often starve themselves or exercise obsessively in order to get a weight that's below normal for their age and heights. For Radio MD News, I'm Jim Miller for Health Talk 24/7. Log on to RadioMD.com.